My name is Lucas Stilinski. I'm an associate professor of entomology. I'm at the Citrus Research and Education Center. Psyllids are found on borders in much greater frequencies than any other place around within the grove. This is a place that they congregate. Their natural behavior, orienting to the sun, contributes to this border effect. So, really, anything that helps protect the border will decrease costs and have significant impact on psyllid populations, whether that's targeting borders with sprays. In cases of large acreages, this can be done with targeted aerial application of sprays to the borders. And it can be achieved in other ways. For example, kaolin clay application can be done on the borders. If you're planning a new grove, planning a living windbreak would help reduce populations of psyllids along the borders. So anything that contributes to reducing psyllid populations on the borders will help. In experimental studies that compared border sprays alone with whole grove sprays, the investigators found nearly equivalent psyllid population densities with border sprays compared to whole grove sprays during times of the year when trees were not flushing. Particularly during large flushing cycles, whole grove sprays cannot be replaced. So I'm not saying to necessarily replace whole grove sprays with border sprays, but if a place where costs can be reduced is looked at, one method would be to perhaps replace certain whole grove psyllid sprays with border sprays alone.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.